Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama here is from Pistachios, who asks a good question. Basically, he's a trucker and wants to know what entity to use for his new LLC. Well, my friends, let's just clear up some myths about LLCs and the rush to make entity changes. The answer is a bit long, so if you're thinking of making this decision, please read the whole answer, including my recommendation, in Tax Mama's Tax Quips forum. Here are the high points. As an individual, you have the following choices when you have an LLC. A, B, and C. A, you can be a disregarded entity, which means you file a Schedule C as part of your personal Form 1040 tax return. You can take all the deductions on the Schedule C. Your business qualifies for the new 20% qualified business income deduction, that's Section 199A. B, you can be an S corporation. That means filing a separate corporation tax return, Form 1120S. It means having a payroll, even if you're the only employee, and issuing a Schedule K-1 to include in your personal Form 1040 tax return. The S corporation doesn't pay taxes. You do. You can have the corporation pay all the expenses and deduct them. If you pay anything out of pocket, you must submit an expense report and have the corporation reimburse you in order for the corporation to take the deductions. And the reimbursement arrangement must be defined in the corporate minutes. And yes, your business qualifies for the new 20% qualified business income deduction, the Section 199A, which gets passed through to your 1040 and you sort out the numbers there. And that's a little complicated. Or C, you can be a C corporation. That means, again, having a separate corporation tax return, a Form 1120, having a payroll, even if you're the only employee. The corporation pays taxes on the profit, not you. They issue you a Form W-2 to report your income on your personal Form 1040 tax return. Again, you can have the corporation pay all the expenses and deduct them, but if you pay anything out of pocket, once again, you have to submit the expense report and have the corporation reimburse you in order for the corporation to take the deductions. And again, with a corporation, the reimbursement arrangement must be defined in the corporate minutes. Your business does not qualify for the new 20% qualified business income tax deduction. You can read the rest of the information and the recommendations in Tax Mama's Tax Quips forum. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes, business issues, and EA education free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.